They have GPS now for bicycles. Yeah, just for this article, that's how they're tracking them. They put GPS on the bicycles now. And because that's how this guy got his mountain bike. It was really expensive like yours. And that's how he got his back, GPS.
Where did they put it? Somewhere where it can't be retrograded?
Something. They didn't say specifically where he put it, but he had a GPS. He called the police and he said, "This is my bike. Let's go get it." They said, "Okay." And went and arrested the guy. Yeah. I think you're right. Great article. And they got it back within a couple hours. Yeah. And I guess the website, I forget the name of it, but it's pretty intriguing to read it. And then they got that guy. I was like, cool. That was easy. Yeah. So, I don't know how much it costs. I can't remember. Cheaper than the bike.
How about we call this meeting to order tonight? How about let's start with roll call, Kathy, please.
Chairperson Kimbrough.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Wendell. Commissioner Dahme.
Here.
Commissioner Eswine.
Here.
Commissioner Sattler. Commissioner Shirk.
Here.
Commissioner Vance.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Great. We have a quorum. Can we start the pledge with Commissioner Eswine? How about that?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
thank you. The reading part here. Members of the public who wish to address the commission may approach the podium at this time to speak on matters relevant to and within the authority of the planning commission. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person or topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chairman to calendar the matter for a future planning commission agenda. In order for members of the public to participate in the commission's consideration of a public hearing item on this agenda, the commission strongly encourages members of the public to comment on the agenda item, when the particular item is being discussed by the commission, which is only one tonight. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this public comment portion of the agenda until the matter itself has been specifically included on the agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. So I would assume not, but does anybody in the public have another item they'd like to speak to tonight? Okay, great. Thanks. So in our package, we have some minutes that came to me as an email, but you're also in your late package, too. So I'm looking for any modifications, changes, or a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve the minutes.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Vance. I don't see any discussion here. So, all right. So, call for the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Any abstentions? No. Motion carries. Great. And if we're going to modify the agenda, it might be difficult. Is there any disclosures from anybody from the commission on any items tonight? Anybody buy any quick bond, click bond, or anything? That's exciting. A whole new product I'm anxious to hear about, actually. Yeah. So we don't have a consent agenda. Now we're at the public hearing matters. You're going to hear some redundancy here. We'll start over again. The following item is scheduled for public hearing. The chairman will read the agenda listing into the public record. Staff will present a summary of the staff report and recommendations, including any updated information that was received after the date when staff reports were distributed. The commission will follow the questions of staff, then the chairman will open the hearing to public testimony. Normally, the applicant and or the rep are permitted first, followed by the commission questions. This will be followed by the chairman requesting comments from the public at large. If you wish to speak on a particular item, please limit your comments to 3 minutes, be as brief and concise as possible so that those who wish to speak in the audience here tonight may do so. Do not repeat the position of others who express the same views as you. In order to be a part of the administrative record regarding an appeal of an item, you must present your comments at the podium or have previously sent correspondence to the planning division or spoken to staff regarding an item on this agenda. So first item on the agenda, G1, variance 12-044 for possible action to consider a variance application from Jeff Frame, property owner Physical Systems, Inc., to reduce the required side yard setback from 20 feet to 5 feet along the northern property line and to reduce the required rear yard setback from 30 feet to 15 to allow for expansion of the building on property zoned Airport Industrial Park, AIP, located at 2151 Lockheed Way, APN 005-061-07. And it's Jennifer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. For the record, Jennifer Pruitt, Planning Division. The subject site is located at the western terminus of Lockheed Way. The subject site is approximately 1.8 acres in size and is the home of Clickbond headquarters. And I'm sure when the applicant addresses the Commission, they'll provide more information regarding Clickbond. But as I noted, Clickbond does own the subject parcel. It currently has a structure of less than 9,000 square feet on site. It was built in 1981. It's my understanding Clickbond purchased the property in 1980. This particular picture notes the properties that are owned by Clickbond in the vicinity of the subject site. And I would like to note that the subject site is identified in yellow on the screen. I also want to note for the record that the Carson City Airport also abuts the subject site, primarily to the north and also to the west of the subject site. There is a letter from the Airport Authority Legal Counsel identifying the support of the item and recommendation of approval as a result of the airport meeting that took place in August of this year. This particular picture shows the area that we'll be discussing this evening in which Clickbond is proposing to do the expansion proposed on the subject site. I would like to note that as you noted, Mr. Chairman, this is a variance application, and variances have specific findings that are identified in the staff report, and I will go through those in a few moments related to the findings associated with the variance. We also sent out notices from the Planning Division to 30 adjacent property owners within 1,300 feet of the subject site. I would also like to note that on page 5 of the staff report is a letter in support related to the proposal that's before you today. In the staff report, it does note that the reason for the expansion is to expand the existing hangar testing area and to also enclose a trash enclosed area on the subject site. I took this particular picture west of Gonai Road, looking at the subject site, and in this area here, I identify the area that's proposed for the expansion. Now, regarding the findings for the variance, they're very specific, and they start on page 6 in the staff report, and I would like to read the findings. Specifically, finding number 1 notes that because of special circumstances applicable to the subject property, including shape, size, topography, and location of surrounding, strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property owner subject property of privileges enjoyed by other properties in the vicinity under the identical zoning classification. The information that's been provided by the applicant in the application, it's also been included in the staff report, note that many years ago there was some modifications to the subject site. And those particular modifications included that there was a portion of the site that was actually deeded to the airport for mitigation of stormwater runoff and stormwater improvements. It's also identified by the engineering division through their comments in the staff report that the subject parcel, the entire parcel as they note, is located in an AE floodway and that it would require that a flood study be submitted as part of this particular approval if it is approved by the Planning Commission through permitting. I also wanted to note that the information provided by the engineering department notes that the subject site is located in a major watershed flow pattern on the northern portion of Carson City, and that's very important as it relates to this particular subject parcel. Now, regarding finding number two, finding number two notes that granting of the application is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of substantial property rights of the applicant. As I noted earlier, the subject site is 1.79 acres in size. Minimum lot size in the Air Industrial Park zoning district is 20,000 square feet. The applicant has provided information noting that this is the headquarters of Cliff Bond and that they're anticipating doing some campus improvements, as they note. Those campus improvements include the addition of 73 parking spaces on site that will allow employees and visitors to the subject site to be able to park on site. So that's very important. As noted on this particular aerial photo, the Air Industrial Park is unique here in Carson City. It's a highly preserved landscape industrial district. Typically, those type of uses are not as intense as uses in the limited industrial zoning district and general industrial zoning district. But in this zoning district specifically, if you've ever been out to this area, typically they do not have sidewalks. And that, from my understanding, has been by design from the beginning. And so there are some instances where people do park on the street and then are basically have to walk in the street in order to get to their location. So that's one of the improvements that Cliff Bond is proposing, that with this particular project and the addition of the 73 parking spaces, that their employees as well as visitors to the site will be able to park on site and maneuver as they need to maneuver. So I would like to note that as well. The third finding specifically notes that the granting of the application will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health safety of persons residing or working in the neighborhood of the subject property. And that's very important also. As I noted in the staff report, Cliff Bond has purchased other properties in the area, and they've also worked with the airport authority in the past regarding the other adjacent property in the vicinity. And I'm not aware that there are any residential properties or anyone residing in the immediate area. I would like to note that. But in the finding, we also note that this particular addition is proposed at 3,000 square feet. And the location of the expansion is also in close proximity to the existing hangar on site. And so that would allow for this area to function properly. It's also important to note that the other portion of the existing building is designed and utilized, I believe, for administrative purposes, office purposes on the property. So I'd like to note that as well. As I noted, we received the two letters in support of this particular size, topography, and location of surrounding. Strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property owner, subject property of privileges enjoyed by other properties in the vicinity under the identical zoning classification. The information that's been provided by the applicant in the application, it's also been included in the staff report. Note that many years ago there was some modifications to the subject site, and those particular modifications included that there was a portion of the site that was actually deeded to the airport for mitigation of stormwater runoff and stormwater improvements. It's also identified by the engineering division through their comments in the staff report that the subject parcel, the entire parcel as they note, is located in an AE floodway, and that it would require that a flood study be submitted as part of this particular approval if it is approved by the Planning Commission through permitting. I also wanted to note that the information provided by the engineering department notes that the subject site is located in a major watershed flow pattern on the northern portion of Carson City, and that's very important as it relates to this particular subject parcel. Now, regarding finding number two, finding number two notes that granting of the application is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of substantial property rights of the applicant. As I noted earlier, the subject site is 1.79 acres in size. Minimum lot size in the Air Industrial Park zoning district is 20,000 square feet. The applicant has provided information noting that this is the headquarters of Cliff Bond and that they're anticipating doing some campus improvements, as they note. Those campus improvements include the addition of 73 parking spaces on site that will allow employees and visitors to the subject site to be able to park on site. So that's very important. As noted on this particular aerial photo, the Air Industrial Park is unique here in Carson City. It's a highly preserved landscape industrial district. Typically, those type of uses are not as intense as uses in the limited industrial zoning district and general industrial zoning district. But in this zoning district specifically, if you've ever been out to this area, typically they do not have sidewalks. And that, from my understanding, has been by design from the beginning. And so there are some instances where people do park on the street and then are basically have to walk in the street in order to get to their location. So that's one of the improvements that Cliff Bond is proposing, that with this particular project and the addition of the 73 parking spaces, that their employees as well as visitors to the site will be able to park on site and maneuver as they need to maneuver. So I would like to note that as well. The third finding specifically notes that the granting of the application will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health safety of persons residing or working in the neighborhood of the subject property. And that's very important also. As I noted in the staff report, Cliff Bond has purchased other properties in the area, and they've also worked with the airport authority in the past regarding the other adjacent property in the vicinity. And I'm not aware that there are any residential properties or anyone residing in the immediate area. I would like to note that. But in the finding, we also note that this particular addition is proposed at 3,000 square feet. And the location of the expansion is also in close proximity to the existing hangar on site. And so that would allow for this area to function properly. It's also important to note that the other portion of the existing building is designed and utilized, I believe, for administrative purposes, office purposes on the property. So I'd like to note that as well. As I noted, we received the two letters in support of this particular item. I also know that the architect is here as well as a property owner to address the questions that you have. And I am also aware that the architect will be able to provide additional information regarding the decisions that they have made regarding the improvements on site. And that concludes my presentation.
Nick, any questions, staff? What's an AE floodway?
I have that information right here. Those are floodways in the AE. That's the floodway area in which the floodway is channeled of a stream, plus any adjacent floodplain areas that must be kept free of encroachments. In a nutshell, that's the information that's been provided to me. I have to say I would have had Mr. Sharp identify that, because normally that's an engineering function. But I think what's important to note is the engineering department did provide some comments related to this, but it is pretty specific regarding what's going to be required of this, the architect and the property owner, related to developing property in a floodway, which is much different than another property in another area here in Carson City.
Yeah, it sounds like the water is intentionally going there by design, yeah. Which is a bummer, but I assume the architects can handle that.
But to add a little bit, and for the record, Lee Flemmel, planning director, yeah, floodway is a bad flood zone. Yeah, there's a lot of variations of flood zone, but that's actually a place where water flows according to the map, and there's been a lot of improvements that generally very, very much restricts being able to place buildings and obstructions within the floodway versus just a flood zone on the map. So it is a bad flood zone, and there's a consideration, and I'm hoping the architect can maybe address how the design of the site and layout is as it is as it relates to addressing the flood zone issues.
Stilts.
Well, I mean,
that's rather unique.
I don't mean to the detail of solving.
There's no drawings in here.
All the requirements of what the flood zone is, but I think as it relates to, particularly, I think the question has come up of why is the expansion on this side of the building, and I, you know, with the floodplain through there, I believe what the information says, and maybe could be expanded on it, is that the location of where this expansion is has a lot to do with the fact that there is a floodway that goes through here. That's the information that we've got. And if anybody has any more information on that without the engineering, without our city engineer being here, I'd appreciate any.
If they've been there since the 80s, I'm sure they know what happens there during an event. Yeah.
Yeah, and then.
Because they've had a couple of opportunities. All right. Any other questions of staff? I bring the applicant up now. Please identify yourself. And
for the record, Jeff Frame, architect. Boy, that darn floodway, huh? So
it's just a term you don't normally hear buildings being built in a floodway.
Well, and truth be told, this didn't come up until after we had filed for the variance. However, we do have our civil engineer looking into this at this time, and sorry, Lee, I don't really have a whole lot of specifics. Yes, it's in a floodway, and it's not good, I guess is the best way to put it. We're addressing it. I think it's almost every building you see there is pretty much in the floodway. So it's kind of, and it's, like you said, it's been there for 32, 33 years, and they kind of know what happens. So the reason why the addition is where it is this little kind of L-shaped or boomerang-shaped of the building. The hangar part is really their research and development area, and it does have a hangar door kind of facing south, open to that paved area just to the south of the building. The smaller, skinnier leg of the building kind of pointing south there is their engineering department. So it kind of goes from engineering to research and development to testing all in there. They need more research, development, and testing area, and that's why it's being added on to there. It also is important to have direct airport access from this area. So as they bolt something together and see if it flies, I guess. I don't know.
I thought they glued it together.
I also know that the architect is here as well as a property owner to address the questions that you have. And I am also aware that the architect will be able to provide additional information regarding the decisions that they have made regarding the improvements on site. And that concludes my presentation.
Nick, any questions, staff? What's an AE floodway?
I have that information right here. Those are floodways in the AE. That's the floodway area in which the floodway is channeled of a stream, plus any adjacent floodplain areas that must be kept free of encroachments. In a nutshell, that's the information that's been provided to me. I have to say I would have had Mr. Sharp identify that, because normally that's an engineering function. But I think what's important to note is the engineering department did provide some comments related to this, but it is pretty specific regarding what's going to be required of this, the architect and the property owner, related to developing property in a floodway, which is much different than another property in another area here in Carson City.
Yeah, it sounds like the water is intentionally going there by design, yeah. Which is a bummer, but I assume the architects can handle that.
But to add a little bit, and for the record, Lee Flemm, planning director, floodway is a bad flood zone. Yeah, there's a lot of variations of flood zone, but that's actually a place where water flows according to the map, and there's been a lot of improvements that generally very, very much restricts being able to place buildings and obstructions within the floodway versus just a flood zone on the map. So it is a bad flood zone. And there's a consideration, and I'm hoping the architect can maybe address how the design of the site and layout is as it is as it relates to addressing the flood zone issues.
Stilts.
Well, I mean,
that's rather unique.
I don't mean to the detail of solving. All the requirements of what the flood zone is, but I think as it relates to, particularly, I think the question has come up of why is the expansion on this side of the building, and with the floodplain through there, I believe what the information says and maybe could be expanded on it is that the location of where this expansion is has a lot to do with the fact that there's a floodway that goes through here. That's the information that we've got. And if anybody has any more information without our city engineer being here, I'd appreciate any.
If they've been there since the 80s, I'm sure they know what happens there during an event. Yeah.
Yeah, and then.
Because they've had a couple of opportunities. All right. Any other questions of staff? I bring the applicant up now. Please identify yourself. And
for the record, Jeff Frame, architect. Boy, that darn floodway, huh? So
it's just a term you don't normally hear buildings being built in a floodway.
Well, and truth be told, this didn't come up until after we had filed for the variance. However, we do have our civil engineer looking into this at this time, and sorry, Lee, I don't really have a whole lot of specifics. Yes, it's in a floodway, and it's not good, I guess is the best way to put it. We're addressing it. I think it's almost every building you see there is pretty much in the floodway. So it's kind of, and it's, like you said, it's been there for 32, 33 years, and they kind of know what happens. So the reason why the addition is where it is this little kind of L-shaped or boomerang-shaped of the building. The hangar part is really their research and development area, and it does have a hangar door kind of facing south, open to that paved area just to the south of the building. The smaller, skinnier leg of the building kind of pointing south there is their engineering department. So it kind of goes from engineering to research and development to testing all in there. They need more research, development, and testing area, and that's why it's being added on to there. It also is important to have direct airport access from this area. So as they bolt something together and see if it flies, I guess. I don't know.
I thought they glued it together.
We will have access off to the north directly onto the airport property. We have access right now through the hangar door right to the south and right in where that the cursor is. It comes out and it kind of heads to the west. There's an access as well. We need both of those just from a functional standpoint. We need both of those to have airport access. Another thing is on the existing north side of the building is where all the infrastructure of the whole property is, where all the electrical comes in. We've got electrical vaults out there, the gas line, everything. It's kind of all the major utilities are already there. Another thing, the reason why it's there, because we looked at putting it on the south end, I mean, just internal function, it didn't work. This parking lot that we're adding on, the 72 or 76 spaces, whatever it is kind of the building block for future development of the whole campus. I think Jennifer had a map that showed what all the properties that Clickbond owns, and yeah, right there. As you kind of go around from heading south and head up to the right, to the northeast, we have future expansion. And one of the things that will happen is that parking lot that's shown on the adjacent site just southeast of us, that parking lot, if we go forward with the expansion, will become compromised. Basically, the way I put it is it'll be gone as we expand further to the northeast. Now, we'll have to obviously calculate the required parking, but we know right now we need more parking. I was just out there today, and there's just people parked on, we call it the shoulder of the road, I guess. So it's kind of it is what it is type thing. So it's the situation that we're in. So we need more parking right now. The final assembly building is what's on just to the south of us. A lot of people work there. So we just need more spaces. And so when you look at kind of all the parts and pieces, the building is where it is. It's kind of the given. The triangular piece of property that was deeded over years ago that Jennifer mentioned put the building over the setback already. We're already over the setback. We weren't when the building was built, but, oh, thanks, Carl. Yeah. So that's where we kind of are now. So it's just, you know, when you add up all the functions and you look at where everything is and dollars add up and everything, that's kind of really the only place we can add on to the research and development. So I think with that, I'll open it up for questions or leave it at that.
I don't have any conditions of approval, do I?
Oh, there is.
Yeah. I'm thinking of, there you recommend it. That's what I'm going to ask. Do you agree with the conditions of approval?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Other than that, any more questions?
There is an electrical box as you have shown. It is very close to your new proposal. Is this affected something, or you will have to change that one?
We don't plan on changing the box. You're right. It is very close. It's real close. Yeah, and where we have the addition shown now is just kind of it's real schematic right now.
So any wires coming under the building or not?
They come directly from the box, directly south, almost perpendicular to the existing wall.
That will not come under the building.
We don't anticipate it coming underneath the addition.
Okay, so you are not proposing to shift that somewhere else or no?
To move the transformer and the electric? No, we don't want to move that at all.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Commissioner Vance.
Just a curiosity question. Do you operate out of all those buildings that you own the land of?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so you're using all those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a campus.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And could you give me just a rough idea of the water flow direction through the property? Is it from northeast to southwest or north to south?
From, as best the architect understands it, it's from Arrowhead south. I have not seen an actual map. I have seen a very rough, almost a picture like this with some lines drawn on it saying this is the AE zone and this is whatever's next to it. And so... It just kind of.
There was no topo. I probably could have told from. So, is there the possibility that the flood flow could be a showstopper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would be at the call of the engineering building department because they just wouldn't issue a permit? Is that how you anticipate that would work?
Well, what we're doing right now is we've...
kind of got the cart before the horse.
Well, we kind of do in a way. Yes, we kind of do. I mean, again, this came up. We will have access off to the north directly onto the airport property. We have access right now through the hangar door. right to the south and right in where that the cursor is. It comes out and it kind of heads to the west. There's an access as well. We need both of those just from a functional standpoint. We need both of those to have airport access. Another thing is on the existing north side of the building is where all the infrastructure of the whole property is, where all the electrical comes in. We've got electrical vaults out there, the gas line, everything. It's kind of all the major utilities are already there. Another thing, the reason why it's there, because we looked at putting it on the south end, I mean, just internal function, it didn't work. This parking lot that we're adding on, the 72 or 76 spaces, whatever it is kind of the building block for future development of the whole campus. I think Jennifer had a map that showed what all the properties that ClickBond owns, and yeah, right there. As you kind of go around from heading south and head up to the right, to the northeast, we have future expansion. And one of the things that will happen is that parking lot that's shown on the adjacent site just southeast of us, that parking lot, if we go forward with the expansion, will become compromised. Basically, the way I put it is it'll be gone as we expand further to the northeast. Now, we'll have to obviously calculate the required parking, but we know right now we need more parking. I was just out there today, and there's just people parked on, we call it the shoulder of the road, I guess. So it's kind of a, it is what it is type thing. So it's the situation that we're in. So we need more parking right now. The final assembly building is what's on just to the south of us. A lot of people work there. So we just need more spaces. And so when you look at kind of all the parts and pieces, the building is where it is. It's kind of the given. The triangular piece of property that was deeded over years ago that Jennifer mentioned put the building over the setback already. We're already over the setback. We weren't when the building was built, but, oh, thanks, Carl. Yeah. So that's where we kind of are now. So it's just, you know, when you add up all the functions and you look at where everything is and dollars add up and everything, that's kind of really the only place we can add on to the research and development. So I think with that, I'll open it up for questions or leave it at that.
I don't have any conditions of approval, do I?
Oh, there is.
Yeah. I'm thinking of, there you recommend it. That's what I'm going to ask. Do you agree with the conditions of approval?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Other than that, any more questions?
There is an electrical box that you have shown. It is very close to your new proposal. Is this affected something, or you will have to change that one?
We don't plan on changing the box. You're right. It is very close. It's real close. Yeah, and where we have the addition shown now is just kind of it's real schematic right now.
So any wires coming under the building or not?
They come directly from the box, directly south, almost perpendicular to the existing wall.
That will not come under the building.
We don't anticipate it coming underneath the addition.
Okay, so you are not proposing to shift that somewhere else or no?
To move the transformer and the electric? No, we don't want to move that at all.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's it. Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Vance.
Just a curiosity question. Do you operate out of all those buildings that you own the land of?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so you're using all those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a campus.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And could you give me just a rough idea of the water flow direction through the property? Is it from northeast to southwest or north to south?
From, as best the architect understands it, it's from Arrowhead south. I have not seen an actual map. I have seen a very rough, almost a picture like this with some lines drawn on it saying this is the AE zone and this is whatever's next to it. And so... It just kind of.
There was no topo. I probably could have told from. So, is there the possibility that the flood flow could be a showstopper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would be at the call of the engineering building department because they just wouldn't issue a permit? Is that how you anticipate that would work?
Well, what we're doing right now is we've...
kind of got the cart before the horse.
Well, we kind of do in a way. Yes, we kind of do. I mean, again, this came up a few weeks ago after we had submitted and we decided to go ahead and submit. We are, like I said, we are looking at a flood study right now. with a local civil engineering firm and just see where we are.
You might have a new lake on your property or something.
Do you have something, Lee?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Lee.
Before I, what I'll do is pass this around so you can look at it. I do have a copy of with the city. Well, no, it's actually the FEMA flood map over the city aerial and provided by the engineering department that shows the floodway coming from north to south. As you say, I've made in a red mark, and actually the floodway is highlighted in yellow. I've made a mark of the building in red. Also doing a little research myself and talking to Commissioner Eswine about it. There definitely have been some buildings built here since the map was shown. So it's not totally prohibitive, but there are things that you have to do for right. for the flood protection. It is, and I don't know the best. You know, I'm not the floodplain manager in that, so I don't want to try to presume too much about how and what's required and things, but there have certainly been buildings built within this floodplain since it's been on the map. So I'll pass that around. And the second one, this colored one, is the watersheds within Carson City, with the yellow one at the top being the watershed that come where these all come together at the west end of the airport, shows kind of where is. As
is that
you can
out
see
of
where this is right where this property is. So I'll pass these around. We just have one.
Cinder light. Pit. Down.
And if I could continue, but are the floodplain considerations or issues anything that we should consider as part of the variance?
Well, I think in that's one of the in the findings that there are unusual circumstances applicable to the property that are not generally applicable to other properties within the AIP zoning district. Yes, that I think that is part of the consideration and how they can consider where they're able to place buildings. And I do believe that adding on to this building as they are is going to be easier than and have less impact to the floodplain than looking on that property, for example, adding on to the south end or the southeast end that would further impede any floodplain flow. So in that sense, yes, that should be part of your consideration.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering is if the flood flow is north to south, this isn't going to make any difference. If it's northeast to southwest, it could make a difference, and that's why I asked that question, because you're constricting an open area there, and obviously, in the worst-case scenario, and you've been there for 32 years, I guess, mm-hmm. or so, but it's 100-year events that we try to focus on, and although they seem to come more often than that, but I just don't know what it's been like out there. You guys probably have seen some a little bit of water running around.
Mm-hmm.
I should say, okay, just a second.
You kicked your microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't want to?
I did. I see.
You're thinking to yourself?
Well, I just say from the flow that's shown here, that building, that building is not going to really impede anything. It's not going to be a dam per se to any flow that looks like there's plenty of other stuff that's going to stop it before this new addition does. Wow. Anyhow, I guess my question for you and or Lee is that by us approving it, we aren't implying that we think the floodplain issue is resolved. In other words, that's mm-hmm. going to come out of the building and engineering department, the building permit issue time?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
I have a question. The location of the addition.
Yes.
To the existing testing area is that is intentional, that there have to be adjoining for operational requirements?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. There's existing equipment in the existing area that will be used in the addition as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No more questions? Anything else you want to add?
Weeks ago, after we had submitted and we decided to go ahead and submit, we are, like I said, we are looking at a flood study right now with a local civil engineering firm and just see where we are.
You might have a new lake on your property or something.
Do you have something, Lee?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Lee.
Before I, what I'll do is pass this around so you can look at it. I do have a copy of with the city, well, no, it's actually the FEMA flood map over the city aerial and provided by the engineering department that shows the floodway coming from north to south. As you say, I've made in a red mark, and actually the floodway is highlighted in yellow. I've made a mark of the building in red. Also doing a little research myself and talking to Commissioner Eswine about it. There definitely have been some buildings built here since the map was shown. So it's not totally prohibitive, but there are things that you have to do for right. for the flood protection. It is, and I don't know the best. You know, I'm not the floodplain manager in that, so I don't want to try to presume too much about how and what's required and things, but there have certainly been buildings built within this floodplain since it's been on the map. So I'll pass that around. And the second one, this colored one, is the watersheds within Carson City, with the yellow one at the top being the watershed that come where these all come together at the west end of the airport, shows kind of where is. As
is
you
that
can
out
see
of
where this is right where
Gonai,
this property
huh?
is. So I'll pass these around. We just have one.
Cinderlight pit down.
And if I could continue, but are the floodplain considerations or issues anything that we should consider as part of the variance?
Well, I think in that's one of the in the findings that there are unusual circumstances applicable to the property that are not generally applicable to other properties within the AIP zoning district. Yes, that I think that is part of the consideration and how they can consider where they're able to place buildings. And I do believe that adding on to this building as they are is going to be easier than and have less impact to the floodplain than looking on that property, for example, adding on to the south end or the southeast end that would further impede any floodplain flow. So in that sense, yes, that should be part of your consideration.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering is if the flood flow is north to south, this isn't going to make any difference. If it's northeast to southwest, it could make a difference, and that's just why I asked that question, because you're constricting an open area there, and obviously, in the worst case scenario, and you've been there for 32 years, I guess, mm-hmm. or so, but it's 100-year events that we try to focus on, and although they seem to come more often than that, but I just don't know what it's been like out there. You guys probably have seen some a little bit of water running around.
Mm-hmm.
I should say, okay, just a second.
You kicked your microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't want to?
I didn't. I see.
You're thinking to yourself?
Well, I just say from the flow that's shown here, that building, from the flow that's shown here, that building is not going to really impede anything. It's not going to be a dam per se to any flow that looks like there's plenty of other stuff that's going to stop it before this new addition does. Wow. Anyhow, I guess my question for you and or Lee is that by us approving it, we aren't implying that we think the floodplain issue is resolved. In other words, that's going to come out of the building and engineering department, the building permit issue time?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
I have a question. The location of the addition.
Yes.
To the existing testing area is that is intentional, that there have to be adjoining for operational requirements?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. There's existing equipment in the existing area that will be used in the addition as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
no more questions. Anything else you want to add?
That should do it. Righty. Thank you.
Any more questions of staff? Seeing none, you know, I don't, I know a little bit about floodways and that you can't cause somebody else to be flooded because you put your building there. That's kind of the key to that, I think, most of the time. And so if you build this big wall to save your building, you flood six other buildings out. So it's more like an engineer study than our expertise.
I should have another question.
Go ahead.
Do you know if any of the other construction out there has had to go through any of the floodplain review?
Well, I can attempt to address it. Actually, there was a few years ago where there was a industrial subdivision that was proposed north of Arrowhead Drive, I believe on Ryan, actually in the vicinity. So north of Arrowhead where Ryan terminates. And as a result of that particular project, there were quite a few discussions regarding with the Carson City Engineering Division, and that particular project was also going to be required to go through this particular exercise. But I will have to tell you that project was never built. However, there was a lot of discussion about it, and very similar requirements were placed upon that particular building. And what's interesting about that building is the building was orientated east to west, potentially causing a dam effect, so to speak. And with that particular project, definitely there would be a great deal of studies. We worked with Mr. Rob Fellows, engineer here in Carson City, the flood manager, and we're still not done working with that because the project hasn't been built for, I don't know what the exact reasons were for.
Any other questions? I don't have trouble with the variance because I know that they have to jump all the hoops with the engineering department. Well, so, yeah, and if they have to jump those hoops, they'd meet what was necessary to protect the other buildings. So unless there's any other comments, I'd call for a question or discussion or a motion, I mean.
I'll move.
Okay, go ahead. Commissioner Vance.
I move to approve VAR-12-044, a variance request to allow a reduction of the required side setback from 20 to 5 feet and rear setback from 30 to 15 feet to allow construction of a 3,000 square foot addition in the Air Industrial Park zoning district located at 2151 Lockheed Way, APN 005-061-07. Based on three findings and subject to the conditions of approval contained in the staff report.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Commissioner Dami seconds. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Unanimous. Good luck on your project there. We'll be looking forward to see how that turns out. Thank you.
Yeah.
On the agenda next. We're up with staff reports, director's report.
Thank you. Just a couple things real quick at the items. I think I mentioned last month about the Mary Kay Court zoning map amendment, and in September at the Board of Supervisors that was approved at second reading. So that's kind of the only item that's been at the board that came through the Planning Commission. And I think I might have mentioned this last month too, but I'll again note that for the next meeting we have a zoning map amendment application for a small property. It should be pretty straightforward, actually, from residential to multifamily duplex, with multifamily duplexes surrounding the property. But that's for the October meeting. And in November, I remind you again, is our master plan annual review. And this is just to note and for information, you know, we plan on taking a more thorough review of the master plan in general this year going through it, looking at more specifically at the policies to get some feedback on its.
That should do it. Ready. Thank you.
Any more questions of staff? Seeing none, you know, I don't. I know a little bit about floodways and that you can't cause somebody else to be flooded because you put your building there. That's kind of the key to that, I think, most of the time. And so if you build this big wall to save your building, you flood six other buildings out. So it's more like an engineer study than our expertise.
I should have another question.
Go ahead.
Do you know if any of the other construction out there has had to go through any of the floodplain review?
Well, I can attempt to address it. Actually, there was a few years ago where there was a industrial subdivision that was proposed north of Arrowhead Drive, I believe on Ryan, actually in the vicinity. So north of Arrowhead where Ryan terminates. And as a result of that particular project, there were quite a few discussions regarding with the Carson City Engineering Division, and that particular project was also going to be required to go through this particular exercise. But I will have to tell you that project was never built. However, there was a lot of discussion about it, and very similar requirements were placed upon that particular building. And what's interesting about that building is the building was orientated east to west, potentially causing a dam effect, so to speak. And with that particular project, definitely there would be a great deal of studies. We worked with Mr. Rob Fellows, engineer here in Carson City, the flood manager, and we're still not done working with that because the project hasn't been built for, I don't know what the exact reasons were for.
Any other questions? I don't have trouble with the variance because I know that they have to jump all the hoops with the engineering department. Well, so, yeah, and if they have to jump those hoops, they'd meet what was necessary to protect the other buildings. So unless there's any other comments, I'd call for a question or discussion or a motion, I mean.
I'll move.
Okay, go ahead. Commissioner Vance.
I move to approve VAR-12-044, a variance request to allow a reduction of the required side setback from 20 to 5 feet and rear setback from 30 to 15 feet to allow construction of a 3,000 square foot addition in the Air Industrial Park Zoning District located at 2151 Lockheed Way, APN 005-061-07. Based on three findings and subject to the conditions of approval contained in the staff report.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Commissioner Dami seconds. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Unanimous. Good luck on your project there. We'll be looking forward to see how that turns out. Thank you.
Yeah.
On the agenda next. We're up with.
Sorry.
Didn't
have my microphone.
Thank you very much. Oh. We're up with staff reports, director's report.
Thank you. Just a couple things, real quick, at the items. I think I mentioned last month about the Mary Kay Court zoning map amendment, and in September at the Board of Supervisors, that was approved at second reading. So that's kind of the only item that's been at the board that came through the Planning Commission. And I think I might have mentioned this last month too, but I'll again note that for the next meeting, we have a zoning map amendment application for a small property. It should be pretty straightforward, actually, from residential to multifamily duplex, with multifamily duplexes surrounding the property. But that's for the October meeting. And in November, I remind you again, is our master plan annual review. And this is just to note and for information, you know, we plan on taking a more thorough review of the master plan in general this year, going through it, looking at more specifically at the policies to get some feedback on is it still applicable today, basically. So we'll try to do a more in-depth report and presentation and provide more information. We'll try to figure out how to do that without giving – you all have the master plan, so you all have it, and you have access on the web to read it, but try to figure out how to present that and go through that. But if you have any ideas of what – and so in the meantime, if you are looking at it, have any ideas how you would like it presented or what types of issues within the master plan you'd like to talk about, you please contact me and let me know.
You might let us know in advance if there's any items that you're going to put attention to,
okay,
so we can do our homework too.
Okay.
So.
And I already touched on future items. That's all I have to report.
Nope. Commission reports or comments? Seeing none. We call back for public comments, which I don't think I need to worry about. So I'm looking for, we're trying to keep Commissioner Shirk right on the time here, so I got to wait one more. Nope, there it went, 5:35. A call for a motion for adjournment, please. So moved from Commissioner Eswine, second.
Second,
Commissioner Vance, all in favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed, none. There you are, right on time.
Thank you very much.
You bet.